This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Those who have been following U.S. and Seattle soccer for a while are familiar with Olympia-born Casey Keller. He's been to the World Cup four times as a goalkeeper for the United States men's national team. He's played in Germany, the English Premier League, and Spain. Back in 2008, Casey Keller returned to where he started, Seattle, to play for the Seattle Sounders. And he's now one of the voices of the Sounders, announcing games with Ross Fletcher. Casey joins us today to break down this Saturday's game against the LA Galaxy. Casey, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
First, a question about you. Do you still hold the record for most minutes without a goal to start a season in Major League Soccer history? You played 457 minutes of soccer without letting a single goal through 2009. That's about 4.5 games.
Well, it was a pretty fun transition coming from Europe back to the Sounders, and the way that the Sounders were able to really encapsulate the whole city. And, you know, it always helps when you get off to a good start. It kind of gets the crowd off in the right. I remember that first game against New York Red Bull. I just wanted to make sure that all these fans that showed up after all this hype, that they went home with a victory. And, you know, the team stepped up and we got a great first win and just kept going from there.
Must have been a great feeling. Well, the Sounders have a great feeling now. They were in last place in the Western Conference at the start of the season. Now they're number one. It took 5 months to get there. What's changed in the team over that time?
Well, I mean, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. So I think the guys have really stepped up. They weren't happy with the situation that we're in. I think some of it, too, was because of the Champions League situation at the beginning of the season. The team missed, you know, several games. They had weekends off, and that kind of put them in a little bit of a hole. And they're looking and they're saying, yes, I mean, we're not in that bad a position. If you look at our points per game average, it's not bad. We have all these games in hand that we need to make up, but you have to win those games. And the team went through is going through a very good hot streak at the moment. And, you know, you string a bunch of wins together in this league and you really find yourself jumping up the table. And the Sounders have done exactly that. And they still have games in hand on several teams. So a very healthy spot for the Sounders right now.
Casey, it's really only been a couple of years since you left the Sounders. It certainly has changed. But how would you characterize the change when you think of the team that you left and the team as it is today?
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think it's just a lot deeper than it was when I was here. We had a great group of guys. Obviously, we won, you know, three Open Cups in a row. We made the playoffs every year and just, you know, unfortunately just couldn't get over that little bit of a hurdle. And but right now, I think the team's in a very good position. They've been able to make some big moves that are really starting to pay dividends, and that's the key. When Obafemi's scoring goals, you know, Eddie Johnson is scoring goals, and then the big surprise of the season, you know, has to be Lamar Nagel and what he's done in coming back to the Sounders after a stint in Montreal, and he has really been a key component in consistency for this team when so many other players have been missing through either injury or international call-up.
I'm talking to Casey Keller, who played for the Sounders and now announces games, and he'll be there this Saturday when they play the LA Galaxy. Casey, the last time the Sounders met them, they kind of got walloped 0-4. Will the Sounders be at a psychological disadvantage because of that?
I think there's probably a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of a hangover there. We've gotten some decent results down in the Home Depot Center in the past against the Galaxy, but, you know, there was a really tough playoff loss last season. There was obviously that league loss as well, which is, you know, very difficult to overcome. But I think the Sounders are in an excellent position right now. They're obviously, they must be full of confidence with the way they've been playing. There's been several games where they didn't play particularly well, but they found a way to win. And then, you know, this last home match was one of the best performances of the season. So I think the team is full of confidence. You're going down against, obviously, the LA Galaxy, who have won, you know, MLS Cup the last two seasons. And it'll be a good measuring stick just to see where the club is at right now. And because I have a funny feeling that there might be a matchup in the playoffs at some stage against this same LA Galaxy team in the future.
What are the key matchups to look at in this upcoming game?
Well, I think for, you know, for the Sounders going forward, it's how well they can incorporate so many different players. It just hasn't been the case. It's always been a case where, okay, maybe a couple guys are away on international duty or a couple guys are injured, but you're really looking at a situation right now where there really could be the first opportunity to see Clint Dempsey, Eddie Johnson, and Obafemi Martins all on the field at the same time. And then, you know, how does Ziggy Schmidt kind of balance, you know, those really three attack-minded players to make sure that you just don't leave holes defensively. And, you know, can they create a lot of opportunities? And then at the same time, you're looking at, you know, the defensively, the Sounders have kind of been playing with four center backs, two of which are playing at any given time, and how that rotation system has worked. And then, you know, who can stop Robbie Keane and Landon Donovan, you know, two very explosive attacking players for the LA Galaxy.
You know, you mentioned Clint Dempsey. He got signed to the Sounders with great fanfare. He has not scored a goal yet. Is he underperforming?
I think it's difficult. You come into a situation where it's been, you know, Clint's come back in the middle of a season and everyone's kind of a little bit in their stride and it's taken a little bit of time to catch up. And then you throw that, you know, that big transfer, that big salary. And, you know, I think Clint's just trying a little bit too hard. I think if he just settles down a little bit and just realizes that the team's winning, that's all that matters, you know, and if he can help the team win, then everybody's happy.
The Sounders are going to be playing in that same stadium where the Seahawks won last week with the help of the 12th man, meaning the crowd that made a record-setting racket. How does crowd noise play as a factor in soccer games?
Well, I mean, it's huge. I mean, if you look at, you know, typically across the world, you know, in all sports, there's a reason why home teams have the better record than the away team, and it has to be that that support from the crowd. And there's no question that Seattle has proven, you know, obviously with the Seahawks and, you know, with the Sounders, what that home field advantage means. You know, Sounders haven't lost since opening game of the season at home, and obviously the Seahawks have had one of the best home records in football, you know, in their existence. So it's a big advantage playing at home in the Seattle area.
Casey, you played for the Sounders, you work for the Sounders now in the announcing booth. I guess I know the answer to this. Who's going to win?
Well, I'm never a big prediction guy. You know, I'm excited that the Sounders are in the position they're in, and I'm just looking forward to a good game and a good measuring stick. I think the guys are looking forward to go down there and try to reverse a couple poor results in the past.
Casey Keller, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Casey Keller will be announcing the Seattle Sounders game. He's a former star for that National League soccer team. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.